The government's supplying thousands of masks to school kids and staff in a bid to curb the spread of COVID. And it's also revised its advice on testing for reinfections of the virus, as thousands of cases are still being reported daily. Yeah, 4 to 7 students will be able to get 50 child-size masks each, and up to 30,000 masks will be supplied to all other students and school staff on a weekly basis. There were 7,423 cases of COVID-19 reported today, and another 19 deaths of people with the virus, and 411 people are in hospital. COVID response minister Dr. Aisha Verrill is on the line. Kia ora, minister. So getting the masks is one thing. What about a mandate to wear them?
Yeah, we at Orange, we don't have a mandate to wear masks in schools, but we really do want to make it very clear it's our recommendation that they be worn. And we're providing all the practical support that schools have asked for in order to do that. So making sure that there's no question that children can't access masks, we'll make sure that they have plenty.
Well, if you want them to wear them, and you say you want it to be clear that they should wear them, well, a mandate would make it absolutely clear. And you have the ability to do that, so why not push ahead with it?
Because there are practical circumstances in which there will need to be accommodations made for children with different needs. And we don't want to put schools in a position where they can't accommodate the learning needs of all of their students. However, we do recommend that they use masks, and we're making sure that all the practicalities that we can support them with, we will, both these masks, but we're also drawing schools' attention to the really high quality ventilation guidance that the Ministry of Education has developed with scientists from NIWA, and making sure that we're providing schools with additional funds so that they can, they won't have to worry about heating bills. They'll be able to make sure that they open windows enough to have clean air circulating through classrooms.
Why didn't you start supplying the masks earlier?
We have supplied masks earlier, but this is another tranche of masks, and also we're able to access new supplies of the smaller masks required for those younger students between years 4 and 7.
Couldn't you get the smaller masks earlier?
There had been a period where there was tight supply on those.
So would you have liked to have given them out earlier but couldn't because of a lack of supply?
I haven't engaged with that particular issue when Minister Hipkins held the portfolio, but we have had new access to supply just recently.
You know, schools have got a lot on their plate, and we've been talking to a lot of them on RNZ and teachers. You know, they've got high sickness rates in staff and students, truancy, budget overruns from bringing in relief teachers, and, you know, the actual business of education. Do you really want to dump another thing on them to decide and go through processes and all the rest of it when you could simply give them a mandate, let them get on with it? And I understand they will need to make some exceptions, but wouldn't that be easier for them to do?
Look, I think we couldn't do, whenever we introduce a mandate, we have to have a legal way of providing an exception. So just imagine the workload we would put on schools if they had to write to us to get an exemption for every child who had different learning needs. So this is the balance that we think is right for making sure that we offer schools the best protection through this ventilation and masks initiative, and do what we can to bring down that rate of students and teacher absenteeism because of illness.
You've changed the advice for reinfection, and this is interesting and important. So if a person has COVID symptoms basically a month after a previous infection, the advice is that they should test and isolate again. But before it was a three-month window, wasn't it? So why the change?
As we've had second waves of Omicron come around the world, there's been more research come through on the risk of reinfection, and we know that there is a greater risk of reinfection. We have better awareness that there's a risk of reinfection in that after 30-day period now.
So previously, had you thought that having COVID gave you a window of about 3 months where you had extra antibodies from having had the virus and therefore were less likely to be reinfected, but that's actually not the case?
That was the initial advice, but as we've had other variants of Omicron and other countries have had second waves of Omicron, we've seen, in fact, there is a low, it is low, the risk of reinfection, but it is still worth testing in that interval, in that period after 30 days now.
Thank you for your time this evening. That's the COVID Response Minister, Dr. Aisha Verrill.